welcome to Category 5 Community Coffee Break for Sunday, May 3rd, 2020.
You're back again.
And Robbie's having technical difficulty, but he will be joining us. We have Solbu, me, Marshman, Peter, Lanceman63, and eventually, Robbie Ferguson.
Where's BP9 this week?
I don't know. He might be taking today off.
Yeah, He's been there taking a few weekends off.
Oh, good. Wish I could do that. Robbie's talking in the chat, so I just replied. So let's... what do we got going on, guys?
In Norway, we have a cheap fuel prices. We haven't had this low fuel prices for maybe 10 years.
Wow.
So a lot of people are happy. That is one of the few things that are good for people. So.
Yeah, ours dropped too. But the thing is, I'm not going anywhere, so I don't need it.
Yeah, that is why it's dropping here too. So the fuel prices dropped from about $1.50 to $1.10. So
we build our all day up.
Oh, there's two of me.
I said we fill our whole tank up there when the prices were down. When the prices are down, so to take advantage of it.
Hey, gents.
Hello.
Hello, Robbie.
There's two of me on my screen.
Yeah.
One of you is frozen, though.
Yeah, that guy. Good thing I look so serious.
Yeah.
That's my why isn't my Wi-Fi working look. So you ask me, why do you want to upgrade to a MikroTik? And that would be why I'm using the ISP's Wi-Fi. And it's terrible.
Yeah, I shut everything off on the modem/router that they supply.
Oh, I can't wait to bridge it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is, you want to get a micro what?
MikroTik. MikroTik.
What is that?
This guy. Just a router, but a really good one.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Right now I've just got the stuff that the ISP installed. And like you saw there, I couldn't connect. And for some reason it thinks I'm connected twice.
I thought maybe it was like a hotspot or a different way of receiving.
It has Wi-Fi built in, yeah.
Yeah.
There he goes. He's gone.
Robbie, how much is it? In dollar a pound.
Oh, they start at $40 and they go up to $300 or $400, depending on what you want. The one that I got is about $120, $130, somewhere around there. Because I wanted a.
And what's the exchange rate for the pound?
I think it would cost you about $3. 3 pounds. Because I'm talking Canadian dollars. So, What's that work out to? I'd say about 60 to 70 pounds.
Not so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
I went back to the episode and looked up the model and did a search for it.
Oh, good.
Currently unavailable in the United States.
Unavailable?
Unavailable.
You got to be kidding. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is just the one that I picked because, and yeah, okay, what is it? It is a, and the reason I can never remember is, are you ready for this?
Yes.
RB962UIGS5HACT2HNT. That's
exactly
the model.
Exactly.
So he says to me, which model is that one? Well, let me tell you, it's an RB962UIGS5HACT2HN2. Or T, not two. That's unreal.
That's a terrible exchange.
I'm going to say it's a HAP AC. We're going to call it a HAP AC for short. Home access. I think they call it a home access point.
That's
AC.
Because I was looking, I just went online to look for a part for the chainsaw. And I have a Remington RM5118R. And I said, cool, let's look it up. But do I have a 41AY8 41BY80AG883 or a 41BY80AG983?
I say, how's their return policy? And you order one of each.
I've got a micro tick on Amazon here for $107.
Yeah. I'm going to be showing them on the show, Lance, man. And one of the things is that they have like 100 different models. And you just,
you do.
Traditionally, routers, you have to pay more for extra features in the software.
Oh,
these
yeah.
ones, they take a different approach. The software is unlocked, and you buy the hardware based on what your needs are. So for example, the one I got, the advantage to it is, well, it has, what do they call these things? A particular type of port for the fiber?
Fiber.
SNC? Or no, what is that? I don't know. I'm never going to use that. But that's one of the advantages to this one, if you needed that. I can't even remember what they're called for some reason.
And that's for what?
Oh, you can put a fiber module in there or so that you can uplink it to other devices at like 10 gig speeds, maybe for storage or something. Why I wanted this one, though, is the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi as well as 2.4. It's got two radios.
Yeah,
so you get really good Wi-Fi.
Well, Netgear does that, too. They have them. Mm-hmm. Dual band routers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nighthawk is a good one.
Nighthawk?
Yes.
Just replace mine.
What's a Nighthawk? Is that a brand?
It's a Netgear, model.
Oh, okay. I see.
It's a series of routers that Netgear makes.
MarketTech.co.us or something is the website, Bobby.
Yeah.
Is that right? The website?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know where they are.
You just Google it. Just Google it. I don't have a computer in front of me that I can use, Peter. So.
Okay, that's all right. That's what
I find. I don't know. I order them. I order them from, because I work in a computer shop, so we always have stock, and they order them from suppliers, so we get them, from the wholesaler.
I see what they had available. I talk from manufacturer, yeah. And then go somewhere else and buy it.
I got a link on our site too, if you want to support us that way. That gives you a list of all the Amazon ones, I guess. So.
Okay, I'll have a look at that.
Anybody doing anything fun today? I just literally battled the Wi-Fi to get connected, and now I'm just sitting and relaxing, finished work for the day.
I have plans to, after this to reshuffle the RAM modules in my main desktop PC and my server. Because my main desktop, it now has 16 gigs of RAM. And it can support 32 gigabytes. And the server has 64. So if I exchange the RAM modules in my main desktop for the same amount, then my server will still have 42 or 48 gigs of RAM, and my main desktop have 32.
And you're sure the server doesn't have ECC?
I guess I will find out. I need to shut down my desktop in order to look properly at the
router. Yeah, yeah. Just do a quick search for the model of server. Just make sure that it's non-ECC. Otherwise, it won't be compatible. Because I don't remember what the server was. Is it a Dell or?
It's on HPE.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it might be ECC. Anything?
I can unplug one and show you if you can tell by looking at it.
Just look up the model.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have a computer to look at stuff. But yeah, it should say ECC on the module. Or not.
Yeah, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, but you can look up the model of the server and it'll probably tell you. He can't hear us now. He's taken off the headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got earbuds today.
Something
else.
Speakers.
Oh, speakers. There you go. needs the wireless headset. And
No external microphone.
Ah, yes, but... yes. The port on the router. Is that it?
Small form factor pluggable.
Yeah, I never remember because I've never used it, but
right.
It gives you like 10 gig uplink capability, and you can use it to connect to a fiber node and whatever else. Or if you want to have like iSCSI at 10 gig, you can do it over fiber. So it's a super fast port.
Yeah,
that's so in enterprise, yeah, I don't need it. But in enterprise, it makes sense to have that.
Mm.
What'd you find, Solbu? Let's see if...
yeah, we can read that.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you say something, and as soon as Solbu says something, it'll pin him. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, there you go.
They have a metal shielding somehow, so I can't easily see it.
Oh, it's got a heatsink on it.
Yeah.
Does it say the model of RAM? Is that a second? Is that heat shield? Has that been added after the fact, or is that something that came with it? Would
it be removed? Yeah, yeah.
What model server is it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Probably check the server.
Where do I have my
What's ECC? Like error correction or something?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
It's a specific feature of the RAM, and it makes it completely incompatible.
Actually, the first hit on Google is Erie Community College.
Nice.
Error correcting code memory.
It right. is ProLiant DL360 G file. So,
Marshman will look that up for us. I can.
What was that? DL360.
Yeah, DL360 and Generation 5 G file.
Generation 5. Oh my goodness. So anyway, what else?
ProLiant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-use server.
I've got ProLiant as well.
Cool. What's mine? Mine is...
it actually... the text file I have, it says it is ECC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ad said that, I remember.
So that'll make it incompatible with your desktop, unfortunately.
Okay.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Solbu, yeah. But it's best to know these things up front rather than... Bill has taught us that it, just because something fits doesn't mean you should plug it in.
I am Ouch. Never going to live that down, am I?
You're never going to live that down. No, but it's a good lesson to learn because, yeah, you think, let me give you a story. Oh, do you guys want a good one?
Yeah.
We're working in quarantine conditions right now, right? And we're a computer retailer. And somebody brought in their computer to upgrade to Windows 10. And the computer was too old. So we suggested, I guess one of the technicians had suggested, well, we've got this computer in stock, you can replace it, and it's already got Windows 10 on it. So she's like, yeah, let's do that. We transferred all their files over and left it in the quarantine room, and she came and picked it up and took it on her way and lives 2 hours away. So called up.
That's a and detail. 2 hours away. That's a detail.
It's an important detail because it's a lot of effort for her to come to us, right? So she called up and I took the call and said, okay, I got the new computer, but the printer's not working. And I'm like, okay, well, this is pretty typical. Maybe I got a remote in and maybe set up the drivers for you, because we obviously didn't set up the printer for her because we didn't have physical access to it. So I said, well, I'll remote in and I'll take a look. So I did. Remoted in, and we have support tools, ConnectWise powered and stuff, and couldn't see the printer from the life of me. I checked, even in Device Manager, I couldn't see any non-detected USB devices. So I'm like, there's something weird here. I asked her if the cable could be like a bad cable or something, so she went to the local computer shop that had outdoor pickup and bought a new USB cable. And brought it back and looked at it and plugged it in and set it up and still not seeing the printer. So last ditch effort, I said, okay, I can't think of what it is then. You're sure it's powered on? Yep. You're sure it's like got power and it's working? Yep. Okay. Send me a picture of each point. I want to see the back of the printer because I'm thinking I want to make sure that the cable is the right cable and it's plugged into the right spot. I want to see the top of the printer so I can see that it is powered on, and I want to see where it plugs into the computer. So she sent me those pictures and I said, there's something weird about that. Can you unplug everything and take another picture so I can see it? And sure enough, she sends me back the picture, and the USB cable for the printer was plugged into the Ethernet port. So,
yeah, that's a perfect example.
So it fits the hole, but it's not gonna work very well, as Lance Man says.
No. I did one of these things 15 years ago or something. I had in my old flat, I had an old pair of PC speakers with its own power supply, but they worked without, or it could have batteries in them.
Okay.
I didn't use them for many years, and then I had the need to use them. So I found the PSU, or what I thought was the PSU. I plugged it in, and it all worked for 2 minutes, and then poof, and then some blue smoke.
Oh no! Too many volts or something.
Yeah.
Don't like blue smoke.
I did tell Bobby about my tree yesterday. I bought some components from Amazon, some resistors, power resistor, gold ones, and I put the passport together, and it was working, and checked the continuity through the transistors, because I put a transistor kit, a TO3 kit on there, to mount the transistors on, and that was okay. When I plugged it on, bang, the fuse went. And I took the wire off the power and took the power out and checked with a meter. Okay, transistor. Checked the wiring. Okay. Plugged in another fuse. Bang, went. And in the end, I found out what it was, Robbie. The gold resistors I bought from Amazon were Duff. One of the resistors, looks like that. Looks a bit like that.
I can't make out a thing. I hear what you're saying. Now it's visual. Peter, I have the great and powerful Oz has spoken. I remember when 1.3 megapixel cameras came out, but this is like 0.0002 megapixels.
What it is he's got a virtual background in it, and it causes issues. You see,
but I think the camera, the webcam, is really, really low quality as it is. Anyways, we've already noticed that in the past, so it's not keying very well. So I couldn't see the resistor you were holding up. But was it a bad? Was it a bad resistor?
The case is a metal case with a gold thing down there, and put it behind the new one of an own, and the case shorted out between the case, the resistor inside, and the case.
Oh no! Oh no!
And it blew the bloody fuse every time. I've never seen that before. It happened before.
And we've seen stuff like that, like even in the single board computing market. Like there was one that came out that had some solder joints just below where the eMMC is. Bill, I can't remember which one that was, but you have to actually put a piece of electrical tape on the bottom side of your eMMC. Otherwise, you could short it out if your eMMC card had any metal. Did you ever hear of that one?
That sounds weird.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean? So where you plug in the eMMC, you can see it. Even on an XU4, you can see. I don't know if you guys can spot that. So here's the eMMC. And there are some metal pieces that are like solder for the, it looks like the SD card. Mm. So on the bottom side where the eMMC plugs in, there's metal. So there were some eMMC cards that came out that also had metal resistors on the bottom side of the EMMC. So if you plugged it, if you plugged it into this board willy-nilly, it would actually make contact with these contacts on the lower side of the PCB, and it would short it out. So then you'd fry, you know, who knows, you'd fry your EMMC or whatever. So you'd just take a piece of electrical tape and stick it to the bottom side of your EMMC just to protect it. Similar kind of thing, Peter, because you got to, like, you never know. You got to watch those things, eh?
Yeah.
What the best camera I need to get? Because this one is not very good.
I don't know, Peter. What are you using? Is this a USB camera, or is it something built into a laptop?
No, USB 720p.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not very good.
It must be an old one then. Maybe it's an old one.
It did go out.
It sure is not sending in 720p.
Maybe it's a setting. Maybe like what Solbu says, maybe it's not actually using 720p mode. So maybe, you know, check out if your Windows, it's a Windows machine, is it, or is it Linux?
With the Windows at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. So in Windows, just see if you have a setting to increase the resolution. Maybe it's using like a really low resolution on the webcam.
And not also, there is you need to enable HD in the Zoom client.
Hmm.
I know. I had to.
Yeah. I don't mind buying another one. You know, go Amazon and put up one.
Well, yeah, but if it's 720p, there's no way you're pumping out 720p right now. I'll bet that's like 320 by 240.
Yeah.
If that. So you can increase the resolution just by changing the setting. You're probably like on like the default or something.
Well, in Zoom, change the default in Zoom, you mean? Do it in Zoom.
No, in your drivers for that video camera.
Yeah, and also you need to check Zoom in addition to their drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Zoom client, on Linux anyway, the settings are where you change that is. Maybe you can do that. I used to do that.
I don't know if you can do it while you're in a call, but certainly something to play with. But yeah, to answer your question directly, Kenya. To answer your question directly, I really like these Microsoft LifeCam Cinemas or Studios. These are pretty good.
Thing for that, Robbie.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, pretty much anything these days is pretty good. They're older and they're still holding up. The C920s from Logitech are excellent cameras. They'll just snap onto your monitor.
Give me a list of them and I'll look through each one of
them. Yeah, sure.
Make a decision.
Sure, yeah, no problem.
I did plug it in and it worked. I don't think there's any...
yes and no, Peter, because you can plug in that camera and it might default to a low quality setting. So you got to go in. You got to go into your settings. Try it with your existing camera too, just to see if you can find a way to increase it. Because you say it's a 720p camera. I don't think you're pumping out 720p. That might be, like I say, 0.00003p. If that was a thing,
yeah.
Says the man whose picture froze. He's bugging. He's picking on Peter.
Yeah. And it just froze again. So I'm not sure it is his new router that is the problem.
Hello.
Marshman just commented that you are picking on Peter for having a slow camera and you having a slow connection. And he's gone again. And he dropped out.
And he's gone.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi couldn't go out while I'm smiling. No. It has to go out while I look like I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the dollar in the meter, yeah. And put the dollar in the gas meter, yeah.
Lucky us, this Wi-Fi is terrible. I can't wait to install the MikroTik, guys. You'll see the difference. Yeah. I got to run, but thanks for being here. Sorry that I had technical issues with my phone today. It's just on the studio Wi-Fi, but it's only temporary till I can get this thing installed. So can't wait. Now it's like, that's my motivator. I want to show you guys how things are looking. Do you want to see?
Yeah,
sure.
We have a few minutes left because we started.
I, d- I don't have any time left, but I'll show you. So this is the main studio. So here we are. Am I still? Yeah.
So yeah, you're still here.
Okay, good, good. So there we are. So getting there.
See, I like your makeup table there.
You like that? Yeah, this is pretty cool, actually. So it's got the LEDs.
I got a bulb band in it.
And what's that extra room there? Is that
You wanted to... Oh, Solby wanted to know. Oh, and this is kind of where we're shooting stuff right now. So he wanted to know what this door is. Yeah. So,
don't do it. Don't go in the basement. Don't do it.
Ah,
it's a door that goes to a door.
It's literally just a door.
It's a door to another door.
Yeah. So just an exit.
A back way.
Yeah, this is the public entrance to the studio. So if we have guests, they'll come in this way. So they don't ever see any of the production end of things. They just see the studio itself. So so they'll come in here, and this is what they get. So we got that for people who need to, you know, if anyone needs to do makeup or just fix their hair, those who have hair.
Robbie Lookalike as well, Robbie. On your makeup thing, you got Robbie Lookalike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I do my eyeliner, I gotta look pretty.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, have a wonderful afternoon. I'm gonna get going. I got a couple things to do here, and then I'm gonna be zipping out. So I'm gonna go home and spend some time with my fam. Probably go for a hike today because it's really, really nice out.
Oh,
so
it's beautiful.
We'll take.
Yeah, it's nice here too.
Yeah, it looks nice over there, Bill. Yeah. Have a great afternoon, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Robbie.
God bless everybody.
Bye, you as well. Take care. Bye, guys.